From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Barack Obama orders an increase in the number of U.S. Special Operations Forces in Syria. Mr. Obama is urging European nations to ramp up their contributions to the coalition fighting the Islamic State group. Speaking at an industrial trade fair Monday in Hanover, Germany, the U.S. president said up to 250 additional personnel will join the team of about 50 U.S. troops in Syria.
And just as we remain relentless on the military front, we're not going to give up on diplomacy to end the civil war in Syria, because the suffering of the Syrian people has to end, and that requires an effective political transition.
President Obama. Diplomatic sources say a group of Taliban negotiators has arrived in Pakistan for exploratory meetings with authorities in Islamabad. The development came on the same day Afghanistan's President Ashraf Ghani told Parliament Pakistan is to blame for not stopping fugitive Taliban leaders from plotting violence in Afghanistan. Saudi Arabia has unveiled a long-term plan that could result in its most significant economic changes in decades. The plan would propose a shift away from dependence on petroleum as the country's most valuable asset. Saudi Arabia's economy has been hit hard by sharp drops in crude oil prices. Iran is threatening legal action against the United States if $2 billion in frozen funds are diverted to compensate American families of people killed by Iran-sponsored terrorism. Iran's foreign minister said his government would hold the U.S. government responsible for protecting Iran's frozen funds. This is VOA News.